The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 2nd. The Test of a True Prophet and His Prophecy by Joe Combe, Vice President for Development at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 and 21 through 22. Quote, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen. And if you say in your heart, 'How may we know the word that the Lord has not spoken?' When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the word does not come to pass or come true, that is a word that the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You need not be afraid of him." End quote. Moses wrote this around 1400 BC. The Old Testament is filled with more than 300 prophecies pertaining to Jesus. The introduction to this devotional referenced the book Science Speaks by Professor Stoner and 8 well-known Old Testament prophecies about the coming Messiah. These 8 include that he would be born in Bethlehem, he would be preceded by a messenger, John the Baptist, he would enter Jerusalem on a donkey, he would be betrayed by a friend, Judas, he would be sold for 30 pieces of silver, that those 30 pieces of silver would be used to purchase a field, that he would remain silent before his accusers, and finally, that his hands and feet would be pierced when crucified with thieves. The mathematical probability of one individual fulfilling all 8 prophecies is 10 to the 17th power, or 1 in 100 quadrillion. Incredibly, when we read the New Testament, all 8 prophecies and many, many more are fulfilled. The example Professor Stoner uses to illustrate the mathematical probability of these 8 prophecies being fulfilled by one person is to imagine that the state of Texas was covered by silver dollars 2 feet deep, and then giving a blindfolded person access to the whole state to pick out one specifically marked dollar. The Bible, both the Old and New Testaments, is a book about God and tells the story of a loving Father with a plan for all history, creation, and redemption carried out sacrificially by His Son, Jesus Christ, then perfected through His disciples and followers by the power of the Holy Spirit until He returns again. The multitude of fulfilled Old Testament prophecies provides us with a blessed assurance that we can place our absolute trust in what we read on its pages. Let us pray. Lord, strengthen my faith in you and in your word. Help me to trust in you and to follow your voice day by day. Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior. watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long, praising my Savior.